AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A source tells the Associated Press President Trump will pardon former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Trump already commuted Blagojevich's 14-year sentence for political corruption charges during his first term. Blagojevich was convicted in 2011 on charges that included seeking to sell an appointment to then-President Barack Obama's old Senate seat. He served 8 years before Trump cut his term short. President Trump says he's ordering the Treasury to stop making pennies.
The U.S. Mint says it lost roughly $85 million last year while making $3.2 billion of the 1-cent coins. Each costs nearly 4 cents to mint. The president says he's ordered that to stop, saying he wants to rip waste out of America's budget, even if it's a penny at a time. It's unclear whether he has the power to unilaterally eliminate the coin, since Congress gets to dictate currency. Lawmakers have repeatedly introduced legislation to temporarily suspend penny production or eliminate it from circulation. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The trial for a man accused of trying to kill author Salman Rushdie is underway.
Hadi Matar, the man charged with trying to kill author Salman Rushdie, calmly said, "Free Palestine."
Free Palestine.
As he was led into court Monday for the start of his trial, the 27-year-old New Jersey man was caught on video stabbing Rushdie numerous times with a knife at a 2022 talk in Western New York. Rushdie is expected to testify about the attack that left him partially blind with permanent hand damage. Investigators say the motive had to do with a fatwa calling for the death of the Satanic Verses author. His defense told jurors something very bad did happen, but the DA has to prove much more than that, even with the video. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. Concerns have surfaced over U.S. funding to fight global HIV infections.
The head of the United Nations AIDS Agency says the number of new HIV infections could jump more than 6 times by 2029 if American support of the biggest AIDS program is dropped. In an interview with the AP, UNAIDS Executive Director Winnie Byanyima said HIV infections have been falling in recent years, with just over 1 million new cases recorded in 2023. That's a 60% decline since the virus peaked in 1995.
If this piece, this contribution by the American government through PEPFAR and through Global Fund is pulled out, stops, our estimate is that in the next 5 years, we could have 6.3 million AIDS-related deaths.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.